This is the world broadcast of Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad.
Now, I want to speak to you on a number of things today. Pharaoh, angels, a number of things. There's a lesson in many things that we read, and I think most of us, we don't get the lesson, you know. We hear, but the main lesson, the real lesson, I doubt if most of us get it. In fact, it's very hard to see the lesson that Allah intends for us in Scripture or in wisdom. Prophet Muhammad was blessed with the Quran, the last and universal complete message to all people, and he was a teacher. You know, Prophet Muhammad was a teacher. We have to remember that. He taught. He was the best teacher, highest teacher. He's called Mu'allim, the same name they give now for professors in colleges. It's still the name, the same name is used, that was used for Prophet Muhammad as a teacher. So Prophet Muhammad was a teacher of the highest order. And it is okay to enjoy a sermon. In fact, we love to enjoy a sermon. But the better part is to learn the lesson, to get the lesson. And there are lessons, as I said, in many, many things, and many of us miss the lesson. And I'm talking myself included. I'm not excluding myself, myself included. Many of us, we miss the lesson. First, let me mention something that a fellow said to me on the radio, knowing that he's the type of fellow that will do all he can to get his message across, you see, so thought I'd deal with him today, too. A fellow called up on the radio, pretending to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You know, it's easy to pretend to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You can say black, you know, you can talk about hating white folks. And it's easy to claim to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But we have to understand that Honorable Elijah Muhammad was more than just teaching black and hating whites. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad believed in religion. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught righteousness. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught the fear of God. You see, so when he taught justice too, he taught us to be honest and truthful and just with ourselves and with others. That's what he taught. He said, even with the white man, be just and truthful. Say, if you work for him, give him an honest day's work. Don't cheat him. See? Pay your bills. Isn't that what Elijah Muhammad taught? I don't hear these new people talking that talk now that claim they follow Elijah Muhammad. All they're talking about is white man's a devil. Black man, white man, the devil. That's all they're talking about. And on that, they're claiming to be followers of Elijah Muhammad. Jesus said the white man was the devil. So that don't make you a follower of Jesus because you say the white man's the devil. And I said the black man's the devil. So what's that? In fact, now Elijah Muhammad said it too. Yeah. He said that was a black devil. And he said, be careful, brother, they can turn devil overnight. Talk about his own followers. So they can turn devil overnight. So we weren't hearing everything. Anyway, this fellow, he calls up on the radio. Just jealous because we were there, and the radio station had given us 2 hours to talk. It was a big station, too, big, big radio station. So he said, came in like a devil with flattery, but I've met the snakes a lot of times, so often now, you know, I never respond until he gets to his point. The flattery doesn't move me at all. So he comes in with his flattery, and then he says, Allah revealed to me what the D means in your name. He said, I heard you say you didn't know what the D means, so Allah revealed to me what the D means in your name. I said, is that what I said? Did I say I didn't know what the D means? He said, yeah. He said, Allah has revealed to me what the D means. I said, where did you get the information? He said, out of the book that you wrote. I said, what book? He said, the name book, the Muslim name book. He said, I found the attribute of Allah. One of his attributes is the distressor. He said, you are the distressor. So the host of the show, he was a white man, you see. He said, why you say that? He said, what has Mr. Muhammad said to distress you? He said, yes, he distresses me. He distresses people. So I didn't say anything. But for your benefit, I am a distressor. And I'm supposed to distress people who are wrong. And let me give him his proper title. The Holy Quran says, Allah says in the Quran, قَالُوا الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا يَوْمُ الْعَسِيرُ. The disbelievers, the rejectors of faith say, this day is distressful. The disbelievers say, this day is distressful. Yeah. And what does the Bible say? The Bible backs this up. Says that when he comes, he shall be a relief to the righteous, but a distress to the wicked. He shall relieve the righteous and distress the wicked. Well, you see, I'm not saying that I'm Jesus now. Don't get the wrong idea. But I'm saying that anytime you come with right, you distress people who are bent upon wrong. So I don't mind distressing people if they are bent upon wrong. I'm glad you are distressed. Perhaps that'll get you to turn around. We want things made easy for us. Everybody wants things easy. We who have good intentions, we have to be careful. You know, we love Allah and we are sincere in our religion, but we have to be careful because people are trying to fish us into their bag, fish us into their mind, into their kind of way of thinking, you see? And they want us to be like them, to just do anything just to have it easy. And if it's not easy, turn it away. Turn it down. Turn it down. Don't accept it. It's too demanding. It asks too much of you. Have it easy. So, I like the church that I belong to. Why? We should ask ourselves. Or if you like the masjid you belong to, why? Because sometimes the man in the masjid is the wrong man. The religion is the right religion, but he just happened to be the wrong man in the masjid. You see? So you have to ask yourself, why? I like this masjid. Why? Is it letting you get by with doing yourself injustice? Is it letting you get by with neglecting your duty to yourself and others? Is that why you like it? If that's why you like it, you should hate it. We come to religion, to the masjid, to God, because we want to be in the light. We don't want to be in the dark. We want to see what is our responsibility. We want God to show us the way. That's why we come to these places, you see. So we should be aware that people want us to choose the easy life. And this is the way of the devil. Allah tells us in the Quran that the devil, he paves the path. And he makes it look so attractive and easy. That's his way. Say, oh, come my way. This is the devil. Come this way. Look how beautiful and attractive and easy this is. That's the devil, according to the Quran. So we have to be aware of that. Allah says he has created man into toil and struggle. He didn't create man to be left alone, lazy, idle, or just having fun. That's not what he intended for man. But he created man by me into toil and struggle. And Allah says again in the Quran, إِنَّمَا عَلَّ أُسْرِ يُسْرًا. If you want to have ease, if you want to have comfort, then accept the struggle. Accept the struggle, because it is only by your effort that you will enjoy life. And you know that to be a fact. Those people who make no effort, who make no sacrifices, who spend no energy, they're not happy. But the man like Brother Ajim, who preaches the word of God and also works, he loves to work. He mentioned that. He said, I like to talk, but I'm a worker too. You see, men like that, the family obligation, a big family, and he loves his family. So he works for Allah's pleasure, but he fulfills his obligation to family and to his fellow man, to self as well. And in working like that, in accepting responsibility and spending his energies that way, he lived a happy life. You could see him smiling all while he was up here. I was back there, and I could see the smile from back there. Yeah, he just smiling all the way. He's a happy man. That's because he's working. So it is with effort, with struggle, that we enjoy life. There comes the ease. But if we go after ease, we find nothing but misery. Nothing but misery. Don't go after ease. Go after truth, justice, principles, high principles. Live for high principles. Please Allah is the most important thing, as Brother Imam told us. So much for the distressor. Now, man, I'll tell you, I had lived with that bee a long time, and as I got older, quite naturally, I wanted to know what this bee is for in my name. So one day I asked my mother, I said, Mama, I go, what's the bee stand for in my name? I said, we used to call the Christ the God then, the Savior. I said, what does the Savior say my bee meant in my name? She said, she thought, and she expression came on her face like she was puzzled. She said, I don't know. I can't remember him telling us what the bee means. So I finally got an opportunity to ask my father, too, at the dinner table. So I mentioned to him that I had asked my mother, and Mama told me that she couldn't remember. I said, Daddy, could you tell me what the bee means? He thought for a few seconds, and he said, too. He said, I don't know. Said he never did say. But my sister, Raya, who used to be called Sister Lottie, she told me, she said, if I remember correctly, say he called you something like the Wad or the Rod. She said the D was for the Rod, his name, pardon me. The D in his name, she said, was the Rod. She said it was the Rod or the Rod. One of the two, she said. So, I looked at that and I finally found some evidence that it possibly was Darud. Darud is pronounced. But in English, you probably would say Darud. Darud. It fit in with the kind of thinking that was in Deborah Farad. But I left it. And I chose the name Dean. Deen Muhammad. Deen Muhammad means the faith of Muhammad. You see? So that's what I chose. I like Deen. I like Deen better than I did Darud. I like the religion, Deen, the faith. That's what I like. So you better call me by my name when you speak to me, or you're going to find somebody that's going to deal with you. I don't like nobody calling me out of my name. I'm just joking. But don't we have a right? Don't we have a right to choose our own name? Yeah. You have a right to choose your own name, especially when they give me something I don't, they didn't date my own mother and father, couldn't tell me what it meant. So I have a right. If I want to say my name is Dean, my name is Dean. And some of you respect me so much, you let me give you a name. Say, oh, Brother Imam, I don't want to pick my own name. Brother Imam, will you pick a name for me? I say, okay, I'll do it. With the guidance of God, and we hope we do it right. You see? All right. Now let us look at the concept of angels in the Bible and the Quran to see the difference. In the Quran, Allah Most High says that He said to the angels, using the term Nahnu, which is translated we. And when we said to the angels, submit to Adam, and they all submitted, except Iblis. He became proud, big-headed, big-chested, stuffed up with pride, it means. He became puffed up with pride, became self-important, and refused. He refused to do what God told him to do. This is the Quran. And as a consequence, God rejected him. He was rejected. He became the rejected Satan, the rejected devil. And we know that he seduced Adam and his mate. And God, because Adam and his mate had been affected by Satan's whispers, rejected them too, cast them all into the earth together. So then Adam was in heaven, right? Adam and his mate, they were in heaven. The angels, they were all together in heaven. But because of this act on the part of the Iblis or the Satan, or who later became Satan, they were rejected from that high place, from heaven, and cast into the earth. Now look at how the Bible gives it. The Bible says, God said to the angels, let us make man. See, that's different language. You don't find that language in the Quran. When Allah speaks of making the man, he tells the angels, he doesn't ask the angels, he tells the angels that he informs the angels that Allah is going to make a man. Not the angels, Allah is going to make a man. Says that when I have made him and have breathed into him of my spirit, then bow or submit to him. This is Allah in the Quran. See the difference? Allah in the Quran, he tells the angels. The angels don't know Allah's plan. Allah has to tell the angels Allah his plan. And in the Quran also, Allah shows the angels many things. And in the Hadith, Allah shows Gabriel his creation. And he showed Gabriel his creation as he created it, as he intended. Then he showed Gabriel his creation, how it would be when the devil put his influence into it. You see? So here, again, is God showing angels? Is God ordering angels? Is God revealing to the angels? Is God showing the angels? Is God telling the angels what he's going to do? Whereas in the Bible, the angels, it seemed like they were always existing like God, and that they were really part of God's, part of a ruling body that included them with God, you see. It says, let us make man. That expression is not in the Quran. Let us make man. There's no likeness to that expression in the Quran. Let us make man. And it says, and let us make man in our own image. In our own image and likeness. In our own image and likeness. So from this idea, we get this misconception of God. That God looks like man. And the religion, finally, Judaism, it wasn't allowed that you give pictures or image to God. But when the religion came to the Europe, it was dressed in the concepts of the European. And the Europeans already had God as male figures. You see? Their gods were already males and females. So it was introduced into Europe in the image of the religion that the Europeans believed in. That was against Judaism. So they got the man image. To agree with that, or to agree with that kind of belief on the part of those Europeans, they put in the Bible their own interpretation. They didn't work hard to interpretate or translate exactly from the original language into English or into Latin or English. They didn't do that. Or Greek? No, they didn't do that. They listened to their so-called scholarly men, their priests and their so-called scholarly men. And what they wanted to do was not just translate. They wanted it to say what they wanted it to say. This is history. They admit this. The Bible wasn't just translated. It was translated and interpolated. And contains many subjects along with the true revelation. So they admit this. So they were not aiming at just translation. They were aiming at putting the words as they wanted the words. So it says, and God made man in his own image and in his own likeness. If you recall what we just said, the Bible also says that man is made in the image of the angel. Because he said, let us, and they were speaking to the angels, let us make man in our own image and likeness. Which suggests that the angels and God had a likeness that they shared. God and angels had a likeness that they shared, and man was to be made in that likeness. Now, you know, we can speculate as to what this means. We can guess, and I'm sure most of us can make pretty good guesses as to what that means. But what we want to do is show you what caused men to step off from the right track, get off the track, and come up with ideas that are unacceptable in Scripture, that God looks like a man. The Bible says, and Satan brought down a third of the stars. And they also say a third of the angels. Is that not right? A third of the angels. He brought down a third of the angels. Now, that kind of idea is not in the Quran. So this shows you the difference in the way we see angels. We see angels as upright beings that can't be deceived. The angel can't be deceived. He's an upright being. God has made him in his nature to only do what is right. He only can obey God's order. The angel can't disobey God. He doesn't have it in his nature to disobey God. That's why when God presented it to the angels didn't disobey. The angel said, we have nothing except what you have given us. What are we going to reject with? But at least he had something God didn't give him. What was that? Selfishness. Self-importance. Arrogance. That's what he had. Allah didn't give him that. He got that on his own. By refusing God. That's how he got that, by worshiping himself instead of God. Whereas the angels, they can only worship God. You see? Yes. Somebody may say, well, wasn't Iblis an angel? No, he was not an angel. There's nowhere in the Quran, anywhere else, where it says Iblis was an angel. It only says that he was among the angels. He was the least, and it's understood, or it's believed, that Iblis was the leader of the angels. That he was a chief. He was the leader of the angels. But was he an angel? No. He was no angel. He was a different kind of being. In Islamic theology or higher knowledge, but if you could use the term, I don't like to use the term theology myself. They tell us that angel is of a nature different from man. And so is jinn. But jinn and men have a like nature in that both of them can think. They have freedom of thought, free will. The jinn has free will. The man has free will. They can think. Whereas the angel does not. The angel has no power to execute free will. And we know that the Quran tells us that Iblis was one of the who? Was he one of the angels or one of the jinn? He was one of the jinn. You see? So let us understand that. So we shouldn't go away from here confused about angels now, thinking that the Quran presents angels like the Bible presents angels. No, not the same. In fact, the Bible suggests that the angels were like sons of God, and they made a mistake of being seduced by men, and the sons of God and the sons of men cohabitated, had a relationship with each other, and that's how everything got messed up. Right? Yeah, according to the Bible. So much for the concept of angel. Now let us look at a lesson in Pharaoh. What is the lesson in the angel now? What is the lesson in the angel? The lesson in the angel is this. That an angel is a tendency to do nothing but obey God. And the angel has been the medium to bring man to God. Right? The connecting medium. God sent angels.
You've been listening to Imam Warif Deen Muhammad.